Among the men and women arrested this week for spying for the Russians were four sets of parents with seven children. Prosecutors say there was no inkling the children knew of their parents' double lives. One parent told authorities that he had to put loyalty for Russia even before his son. News accounts have described all American lives for these kids: bike riding, piano lessons, homework. But what happens to those normal lives now? For some answers, we turn to law professor Jane Spinnick of the Child Advocacy Clinic at Columbia University in New York. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
We will remind people that the parents of these children have not been convicted of any crime. But we did want to ask, do parents have a say in this matter when they've been charged with such serious crimes about what happens to their children?
Parents absolutely have a say. They don't lose their parental rights because they've been arrested. When that doesn't happen is when the state has determined that the children are in an unhealthy or an unsafe environment. So in a child protective proceeding, for example, the state is going to intervene and remove the children. But an arrest in and of itself doesn't make a parent unfit to make decisions about their children.
If you're one of these children, you know, one second you're riding your bike in New Jersey and life seems pretty good. And the next thing you know, your parents arrested and charged with being a spy. How would you characterize this sort of on the trauma scale for these kids?
I think it's extraordinarily traumatic. The children may see this as a betrayal.
The thing that comes to my mind is mom or dad the person I thought they were? Yesterday, I thought mom or dad were the person who helped me blow out the candles on the cake, and today there's a whole secret life behind my parent.
These kinds of things are bound to shake the stability of any child, and the loss of the person to whom they are most likely to talk about these things just compounds it. The children don't have their parents then to turn to and say, what's going on here? What has happened to my life? So there are many levels of trauma that the children are undoubtedly feeling.
I know you're not a mental health professional, but what would you tell a child whose parent had been arrested?
Right now, these are allegations, and so the children should not assume immediately that their parents are guilty. I would remind them that there is a presumption of innocence, and that even if their parents have been found to do something that's against the law, it doesn't mean they've been bad parents, and it doesn't mean that they don't love them.
Can the authorities interview or interrogate the children to in any way corroborate the case being built against the parents?
Generally, a parent decides whether someone can interview their children. So on one level, the question will be, who will make that decision for these children? The second issue is that, much to the surprise of most people, there is no privilege in most states between children and parents. And so it is possible that children will be asked to testify against their parents and could be interviewed for that purpose.
If these parents are convicted, what happens then?
If their parents are incarcerated, they have the right to continue to make decisions about their children's lives. If the parents are not incarcerated here but are deported, they continue to have the right to decide where their children live, and they could make the decision to take their children with them to wherever they're deported to, if they're deported to Russia. And generally, since they continue to have parental responsibility and parental rights, their children would go with them if that's what they chose. They could, of course, choose to leave and leave their children here with someone else.
Jane Spinnick is co-founder of the Child Advocacy Clinic. Professor Spinnick, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thank you, Jackie.